KXRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It appears that Russia has no intention whatsoever of halting its deadly attacks on civilians across Ukraine. First, the Kremlin rejected President Trump's proposed ceasefire, and now, more bloodshed.
In the Kyiv region, rescuers discovered the bodies of three people, including two children, after a strike set a private house ablaze in the village of Pereby, the regional governor explained. The victims were a woman and her two daughters. Others were found dead in the Dnipro district of the Ukrainian capital, where emergency services rescued 10 people after a fire caused by drone debris hit the sixth floor of a 16-story residential building. As well as Kyiv, cities such as Zaporizhia, Odessa, and Chernihiv were also targeted, causing emergency blackouts across the country. I'm Charles Delatesme.
Vice President Vance, part of a high-level Trump administration delegation meeting with Israeli officials to discuss shoring up the Gaza peace plan. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he and the vice president share a vision of a Middle East at peace.
How to have the civil government, how to have the security there, who could provide that security there, again, with Israel taking care of overall security always. And we discussed that, and I think we have some very, very good ideas how to proceed. It's not going to be easy, but I think it's possible.
11 votes already taken, but who's counting? The Senate will vote again today on a Republican plan to end the government shutdown and begin budget talks. Each time, Senate Democrats have blocked the resolution from winning approval. With oil prices on the decline, the Trump administration is looking to restock the nation's emergency oil supply, decimated by the Biden administration. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down a dozen points. This is SRN News. America's young women are in spiritual crisis.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, nearly 40% of females in their teens and 20s identify as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Barna also reports that young adult women are the least likely demographic group in the country to read the Bible, pray, or go to church. These numbers are also a stark reversal of something that poll takers have found axiomatic for centuries, namely that women are more religious than men. Michael Harrington reporting.
Virginia is the last southern state that has not passed a pro-life law since the Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade. But abortion could shape Virginia's 2025 gubernatorial election and legislative control in Richmond. Democrat Abigail Spanberger is pro-abortion, while Republican Winsome Earl Sears opposes it. Each candidate trying to cast the other as an extremist. Meanwhile, Virginia lawmakers considering a state constitutional amendment that would enshrine abortion. This is SRN News. When Federal Reserve officials meet next to discuss interest rates, they'll be lacking some key economic data.
Official employment data hasn't been released since the federal government shutdown began on the 1st of October. It makes for a less than ideal situation for policymakers as they assess economic risks. Wall Street expects the central bank to lower its benchmark interest rate next week, but economists point out that the labor market is a big question mark. The most recent information points to weak job growth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American ranchers have a beef with President Trump. It concerns the president's plan to cut record beef prices by importing more meat from Argentina. American ranchers, enjoying some rare profitable years, fear that Mr. Trump's plan will put an end to that, while also having little, if any, impact on the prices paid by American consumers. More details, SRNNews.com.